Début du dialogue 8.
Our guest today, Edward King, carries out research into the plight of clothing workers in developing nations. In April 2013, people throughout the world were shocked when they heard that the Rana Plaza building near the capital of Bangladesh had collapsed and killed more than 1,000 textile workers. Edward, you claim that these workers were victims of the bargain basement culture that dominates clothing retailers. Is it Western clothing manufacturers that are at fault?
People might think only Western clothing manufacturers are at fault. But in fact, there are more and more Chinese clothing companies as well. Chinese companies have been shifting their production from China to Bangladesh to get lower unit labour costs. Bangladesh probably now has the lowest unit costs in the world. What's considered a decent wage in the Bangladeshi clothing industry is around $64 a month, whereas in the coastal areas of China, it's now around $120.
How big is the impact of unit labour cost on the price of the final product for the consumer?
For a garment you buy in a store, one made in Bangladesh might be a few cents cheaper than one made in China.
I've heard that several companies in the garment trade have been taking an interest in the welfare of staff in Bangladeshi factories. What have been the results of this interest?
Unfortunately, each company is going about it separately. There's no coordination. Even if they work really hard on this, unless the companies coordinate their efforts, they're not going to make much difference. There's been a move to try to finance fire and safety efforts and structural upgrades in factories in Bangladesh, but there are still major brand companies that are refusing to sign on to that.
The National Garment Workers Federation of Bangladesh issued a statement blaming the deaths of these workers on multinational corporations, governments and factory owners. The Federation claims that these institutions and individuals failed to take worker protection seriously. Can big companies be held responsible for the poor quality of factory buildings?
More and more companies have decided to get engineers to check the structure of factory buildings and report their findings.
So far, we've only considered the responsibility of the companies that sell clothing. But what about the people who buy and wear these garments? Don't consumers too have some responsibility?
We probably all do. We should look at our own wardrobe and ask ourselves if we shop ethically.
How would you define ethical shopping?
Ethical shopping? Well, it's hard to trace whose fingers have been handling the garments you buy, let alone whether those workers enjoyed fair wages and working conditions. Labour standards in the apparel sector generally are bad. That and the absence of transparency explain why ethical shopping is often associated with boycotting sweatshops that produce branded clothes.
So should we go further back up the supply chain?
Certainly. It's worth noting that the garment factory isn't the first step in making clothes. Raw materials need to be grown, manufactured and dyed the right colour. All of these processes are associated with social and environmental problems.
While 61% of clothing companies don't know where their garments are manufactured.
A report published in 2013 identifies the countries that have high labour and human rights risks for apparel, footwear and textile products. These countries are China, Bangladesh, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Thailand and Vietnam.
In Australia, the organisation called Ethical Clothing Australia wants to ensure Australian workers receive fair wages and decent conditions. Will this be of any help?
Ethical Clothing Australia is a joint union business initiative. It can make a significant contribution to efforts to support an ethical Australian textile, clothing and footwear industry.
As pressure from church groups, unions and consumers has been mounting, many companies have signed up to the Bangladesh Accord on fire and building safety. Could we conclude that something good is emerging from something bad?
This accord is, I believe, the best hope we have of improving safety in Bangladesh. Essentially a contract between retailers and trade unions, it makes independent safety inspections of factories and public reporting on them mandatory.
Fin du dialogue 8.